Good afternoon. Let me try that again. Good afternoon, everyone. Hi. So my name is Srini Raghavan. I know the session after lunch is always a harder session, but I'll try to keep it going. And Ali, my colleague, and I will actually walk you through, talk about, give you an overview on how to be successful using Skype Operations Framework. I've been with the team with Skype and Link and Office Communication Service for the last 9 years. Prior to this role, I've been running the service engineering for online, building the online infrastructure, the Skype for Business online services as a part of Office 365. And I've been part of the product team for the last 9 years as well, managed live meeting before that. So what we thought we will talk through is, we have a number of deep dive sessions as well right after this, but this is to give you an overview of how do you gain success using Skype Operations Framework. How many of you know about Skype Operations Framework? Please raise your hand, or have been through the site. Yeah, thank you. I think a good 80, 85% of you have been through this. A few questions that I want to make sure that we ponder through before we get started. Questions like, what does it take to run a real high-quality, real-time communication services globally? We know it takes a software in the cloud, and we provide the services in the cloud as well. But there is much more beyond that to be able to run that service at a real high quality bar. And how does quality of the network impact the quality of calls? Does it even matter? And how do we make sure that it's actually at the par of your telephony calls that you are getting today? What are some of the right tools and approaches to assess network readiness? As we move to the cloud, to the UC space, it's very important for us to be able to look at the underlying foundation and the network infrastructure. So what are the right tools? And we'll talk through some of that in terms of giving you prescriptive tools and guidance in terms of how to do that. And what steps do you need to take before moving on-prem to cloud or from an existing telephony infrastructure to the cloud? Now, the one theme in all of this is not just moving your IAM and presence to the cloud. The context here is to be able to move advanced voice workloads that includes your cloud PBX, PBX calling and telephony to the cloud, your DIDs to the cloud, PSTN calling to the cloud, as well as creating your own conferencing solutions in the cloud as well. And how do you connect? If you have multiple sites and you have multiple regions having on-premise telephony estate, how do you interconnect with them and making sure that you preserve your capital and existing investments and still connect to the cloud? So we'll talk about that. And what adoption practices, once we move to the cloud, what adoption practices and best practices actually will drive habitual usage of Skype for Business? And the other thing is, who are the certified partners who can help you? So some customers, some of you will go on your own, DIY, do it yourself. But there are also partners, some of you will be working with partners, and we want to make sure that there are certified partners who are certified by Microsoft, OnSoft, who can help you make this journey much more seamless as you go through this phase. So the shift to the cloud actually requires a rethinking in terms of how you look at planning, delivery, and running the operations, that is, and optimizing of Skype for Business services. So one analogy to use is actually for many people, a long, long time ago, if you wanted water, you would get water from digging a well. They would have a well right there near the home. You would dig a well, and you would have water. As time went by, none of us do that anymore. We don't produce our own water. In fact, we have a centralized water authority, and we have pipes, or complex networks of pipe systems that gets water to the homes. Now, even though the water comes through the home, the actual pipes within the house itself has to be top shape. The plumbing, all the connections to the various appliances within the homes have to be there. So very similar to that, right? Skype for Business, even though we moved a lot of things to the cloud, we provide you with the software services, there's a lot of things that is still on-premise that needs to be taken care of, and that doesn't go away. The only thing that moves to the cloud are two things. One is, you convert your CapEx to OpEx, it becomes a COGS as you move to the cloud, your cost goes to the cloud on a monthly basis. Number two, your on-prem server infrastructure and the maintenance and the upgrades and all of that moves to the cloud. But all the rest of it, in terms of your local network, your Wi-Fi, your devices, your conference rooms, connectivity, and all of that stays on-prem. And that needs to be in top shape for you to be able to get the high-quality services that we all demand. So because of that, I'd like to introduce Skype for Business, Skype Operations framework. And the key thing here is to make sure that the partners and customers, we work with partners as well, and the customer success is core to all of this in terms of making sure that you not only have the services coming through Office 365, but there is a way for you to be able to make it successful. So what is SOF? It defines and enables, actually in a nutshell, the right way to actually deploy, migrate, or even operate Skype for Business online services. We provide the best-in-class planning tools, delivery tools, as well as some of the operational tools and methodologies in terms of running it in the cloud. It also provides standardized and recommended best practices to make sure the quality experience is actually fills the gaps, and it's also very consistent across the board, right? And it is repeatable. The key thing is we want to make sure that it is not just at one site or one region, but this is repeatable, that you can repeat this and over again, having predictable outcome across the board. And the investments that we will continue to make in SOF is going to be evolutionary. We'll make continuous improvements and investments into this so that, as you will see, as we go through the details, we launched Skype Operations Framework version 2. The difference between what we launched as version 1 and version 2, you'll see some of those differences and investments as well. And the validation, this is the key point. The validation here is done by engineering at customers. So we have been running long before we moved everyone to the cloud. Microsoft and Skype group have been running some of the top customers, Skype for Business infrastructure ourselves. The team has been running it over the last 8 years. We have learned tremendously in terms of what it takes to be able to run an infrastructure at scale at many large customers. These are customers having 100,000, 200,000, 250,000 seats across the boards. And that includes even voice and conferencing and cloud PBX. So we validated that, and we make sure that that is incorporated back into this set of best practices. And the last two points are actually enables focus on core competencies rather than how do you deliver it, and that is key aspect. And the most important aspect is it creates a common taxonomy and language, as you will see as we can talk through this. SOF is actually a multifaceted approach for successful deployments and run state. The core of that is the outcome that we want is customer success at the end of the day. But the most important aspect of this is being able to work with the framework itself. The framework will define actually what are the set of assets, activities, tools, scripts that we provide. And the readiness, which is training. We also provide you with training as we go along. And we'll share some of the details on how do you get access to the training, even today, starting today, both on the product side as well as on the deployment and on the SOF side. We also have partners that we have announced at Ignite this week. Yesterday, Gurdeep was announcing the SOF-ready partners. And these are not just any partner. These are managed service providers. Some of you may be in the room as well. And these are partners who actually help you get successful all the way from end to end, being able to run the Skype for Business online, including devices, endpoints, phones, PBX infrastructures, network, Wi-Fi, and how do you manage that across the board? And being able to do that very seamlessly is very important for us. And customers, and this is for those customers who want to do it themselves. If you want to take all that we have to offer, and you have the training that's available free, and customers who choose to do it themselves can do it also. But at the end of the day, our mission is to make sure that we are successful in your deployments of Skype for Business online. So the key benefits from this is basically the business outcomes. What we ask out of this is basically making sure that the business outcomes are very tangible. There is ROI coming out of your investments that you are making when you adopt new collaboration capabilities and features. And the cloud services are evergreen. This is not something that you have to update except for things like clients and devices, firmware, and so on and so forth. But SOF has a methodology in terms of making sure that how do we get those up to speed, your device drivers and firmware as well, at a faster pace. And then this is a important aspect, which is how do partners and customers adopt a life cycle mindset as opposed to a one-time investment. Even if your network assessment is done on a one-time basis, it has to be audited on a continuous basis, making sure that you are always getting the quality of service that you deserve and making sure that the Skype for Business application that runs on top of it is ever always solid. So the key things, what do you get? So there's a lot of things about Skype operations framework, but in a nutshell, what you really get is you get delivery guidance, a lot of workshops, reports, tools and scripts. We'll provide you with tools and scripts, tests, checklists, project plans, templates. You can pick and choose the areas that you want to do, or you can do the whole spiel in terms of all the way from activities to templates to down to how do you run the service itself. With that, we'll dive into the details of what it entails and how does the cloud migration, which is a V2, version 2 that we launch, what does that entail and what are some of the partners' value system that brings that they bring to the table? Ali?
Thank you very much. Better now? All right, perfect. Excellent, that helps. So as Srini mentioned, the next set of slides and content is to really dig deeper into details behind what we released a few months ago during the summer months, specifically in July at the Worldwide Partner Conference, as well as the release we had yesterday. We do not have waterfall approach releases to the framework. In fact, I will walk you through that journey and that continuous set of investments that we make in SOF here in a second. But I do want to emphasize and focus specifically also on a set of announcements we made yesterday and what's available now in that collective set of assets that we have within the SOF framework. But before I do that, this slide is, and the stack that you see on this slide is the way we think about how SOF and what we make available to our customers and partners can potentially benefit you all with your successful deployments as well as ongoing operation. So let me introduce that here just quickly. What you see as layer 1 and 2 are simply the outer loop and the inner loop of the wheel that Srini showed earlier. And so we have plan, deliver, and operate. That's pretty much how we've assembled and developed the framework itself. Okay, so that is what we call our phases. Within each of those three phases, we have four stages, or those are the inner loop items. If you refer back, and you'll see our wheel come up back up on in a number of slides. And that's what we refer to stages. The reason this is important, so that we all agree to refer to a set of activities that are critical for your success every step of the way. It's just a convention, a language that we can all use, so that we can have a conversation without doing necessarily a lot of translation on what it is that's required to have a successful readiness or assessment or preparation prior to your deployment, as one example. That's really the way to think about that. Within each stage, so if you have 12 stages, right? There are 4 stages within each of the phases. Within each of those stages, we have a set of activities that we believe, as part of Skype and Skype for Business Engineering, we believe are critical for your success. And so we've laid those out as well, and that's really what layer 3 is. And then what we've done within the SOF framework is develop a set of assets, tools, and artifacts that help you with each activity. Obviously, you can use your own. You can certainly work with our partners who have their own set of assets as well. Or you can leverage what we have available here for you. And that's really our intent, is to provide you with the right tools and equipment and assets equip you with that success. So let me walk through what those new assets and investments are that we've made available for a new outcome. That new outcome is that version 2 that Srini just mentioned, cloud migration. For customers that want to move from on-prem with Link 2013 or Skype for Business 2015, and want to move from on-premises to the cloud, there is a new set of activities that are needed and therefore a new set of assets. And that's really what the announcement was that we made yesterday. What we shipped initially during summer was a slightly different outcome that we wanted to accomplish that I'll talk about using this slide. So for our customers that are greenfield, new to Cloud PBX PSDN conferencing, as well as customers that are already leveraging Office 365 and Skype for Business Online, perhaps with IMM presence, maybe you're doing P2P audio, video, or perhaps conferencing, but not yet, you know, leveraging dial-in conferencing capabilities that are native to the cloud or Cloud PBX, we had the get deployed set of investments that we made back in summer. If you go to our site, you'll be able to quickly read through this material that's available across Plan, Deliver, and Operate to help you with those first two paths. And on this next slide, you'll actually see a very detailed guiding map that you also find on the site available to you that walk you through the set of steps and activities that are required. I'm not going to spend too much time on this because we shipped this about 2 months ago, and it is widely available with, we have 17 presentations and trainings on this topic. This is the set of assets that I would keep referring to that are available to you as part of that initial release. So let me go ahead and spend more time on what's new with the announcements that we made yesterday. So So beyond the greenfield and existing online customers, we are introducing a new set of investments for customers that are moving to the cloud. They're on premises today that are moving to cloud. I'll spend more time on this. Another piece of feedback that we received from our customers and partners was, you have a lot of information, wealth of great information on the SOF website, but help customize that for me, because we have about 100 plus, 110 plus set of material and documentation and tools available now on the site. Help customize that path and that journey for me, depending on the situation that you may be in. That is the quick start that we also introduced as part of this this updated release yesterday. We've also updated our network assessment. I do have dedicated slides on that, so I'm not going to go into details, but we did introduce network assessment and network readiness as a required component of success for Skype for Business initially, and we've made a set of updates, including a new tool that we made available directly from Microsoft that you can leverage as part of that. We'll spend some time talking about our partners, our trained partners, as well as a set of managed service providers who have soft-aligned offers that you can leverage as well. We also introduced yesterday a new assessment that you can go take that really tests you on Skype for Business product skills and capabilities, as well as the soft methodology. We're also making this a required component for our partners. I'll spend more time on what the soft assessment is, and also a new set of training. So let's get started on this. The very first point that I mentioned on the previous slide was a new set of investments for cloud migration. This is really meant for those customers that have existing investments in Link 2013 and or Skype for Business 2015 on-premises. So you may have already deployed our on-prem products up to this point, and now you're thinking how potentially you could leverage the investments that we're making in the cloud with respect to dial-in conferencing, or Cloud PBX, which comes in multiple flavors. And that's really the path and the journey that the release that we had yesterday helps you with and enables. So let me use, this looks similar, same color and format, but it is actually a different guiding map than the previous one I showed. This is specifically for those customers that are moving from on-prem to the cloud. And what I'll do is, let me zoom in on this Visio diagram that is available on the site, and you can actually download this as well, and spend more time about just the key set of activities that are required at every step of the way. And that might be a bit difficult to read for folks, especially at the back, but as I said, it is available on the site, and I'll show you that as soon as I share my browser here in a second. Think about Plan, Deliver, and Operate, and I think about the four stages I mentioned within each one. Within the plan phase, the very first stage is what we call envision. What we'd like you to think about is how you actually envision that end state that you'd like to reach, and then work backwards and put the right set of steps and activities in place in order to reach that potential and goal that you have in mind. And as part of that envisioning phase, there is a set of material that we're actually making available to you if you would like to go through this yourself or to partners that may work with you along this journey. And one of the first things you see there is, I'll highlight a couple, I'm not going to talk through every single one of these, is what we call a discovery questionnaire. Discovery questionnaire is really understanding your current environment, taking an inventory of what you have in place and truly make understanding what's there that you're dealing with and you're working with. That is one of the first things that you want to do. We all make assumptions about what we know that's perhaps been deployed, but you know it does evolve, obviously, over time. And so you do want to take an inventory of what's in place. The other thing you see here, for those that are not familiar with CQD, call quality dashboard. It's one of the very first steps that we ask customers to enable well before you even think about how you actually migrate to the cloud. And so if you have an on-premises deployment today, you haven't had a chance to deploy CQD, we highly recommend that you do that because it ties into some of the next steps that I talk about. You do want to make sure that you have a healthy, green, on-prem environment before you introduce new variables to the equation with respect to these new investments we've made in the cloud. And so that's really why that's critical. And that's really the first row of two rows are, and it's really the envisioning work set of activities. And along with that, we provide you the discovery questionnaire. We provide you with the material that you need to actually capture that information from your environment and summarize that for the project team. And if a partner is working with you through this, this is what they can actually you leverage these set of assets to go through this with you. If you're doing this yourself, consider how you could potentially leverage this to walk through this exercise and these set of envisioning workshops along with your project team and present back to your leadership, to folks, the executives that might be sponsoring your project, to outline what are the key objectives that you'd like to accomplish. That's the way to think about the envisioning workshop. Often what we hear from customers is, well, we're doing this ourselves. There's not a partner coming in to do this. We don't need to go through an envisioning workshop. Well, highly recommend it, and I encourage you to consider it, because the outcome of the envisioning workshop are the key, what we call OKRs, objectives and key results that you'd like to accomplish over a defined set of milestones and a span of time. And what you want to do is, A, make sure you're on the same page with your project team, and B, present that to your leadership and make sure that they're aligned with what it is that you're going after. The next step is the assessment, a set of assessment activities that you'll go through to make sure you have, A, you're ready, your environment overall is ready for this new set of components that you're introducing to your environment. And specifically within that, we have a health check that you can actually leverage, and a network assessment, a network readiness, a set of activities that we're also making available to you along with a new tool that we shipped yesterday as well. So those are the types of activities you'll go through during some of the planning stages. Let me spend more time on some of these other activities. So the purple, the squares / rectangles, those are the set of activities that we expect our customers and partners to go through for successful deployment and operation during the deliver phase. So this is when you're actually getting ready to enable users for Cloud PBX, perhaps, as part of E5 or an add-on on top of E3. You may be enabling users for PSDN conferencing. And what we have within this phase are a set of scripts that help bulk enable your users. We also have a set of material that helps you with user acceptance testing. If you'd like to make sure that there is an exhaustive test matrix that's available from Skype for Business engineering team that you can perhaps run through before you roll out this new set of assets and capabilities to your users, you can actually leverage our test matrix to be able to do that as well. One other piece that's new within the release that we made available yesterday is this concept of persona identification and customization and workshops. So what we want to do is make sure that you don't have a one-size-fit-all approach when it comes to migrating users to the cloud or enabling users for the very first time. There are users within your environment that may have different needs. Some might be road warriors, and they have a different set of needs with respect to devices and the way they interact with the system that perhaps users that are in the office all the time, or users that might be in that sort of live in the, sort of both worlds. And they may have different needs with respect to their the way they communicate with the rest of their organization, the way they collaborate and communicate, as I said, devices they may need. And so this persona workshop set of is something that I recommend, again, across the board that you may want to leverage as well, a new set of assets that we made available yesterday as well. Last but not least is this operate phase, an ongoing operational run state. And you, well, what we've done here is documented on a daily, weekly, monthly, what the right sort of activities that you need to be doing and going through in order to be successful in a hybrid environment. Because at that point, you're running an on-prem environment that you obviously need to maintain and keep green. And then also, you're connecting into our cloud. And there is a set of assets that are available that you can leverage for that, including call quality dashboard that is available to all our Office 365 Skype for Business Online customers that you can leverage to look into and seek insights in perhaps areas or sites that you may be having poor call quality, and new investments that we're making that Gurdeep announced yesterday with respect to advanced analytics that will be made available here shortly. So that's a high-level overview of how to read through this guiding map. Each of those cells or boxes refer to a set of documents that you can then download from the site and leverage those files, tools, and scripts to conduct that particular activity. That's basically what the soft framework is. So if you have an on-premises environment and you're moving to the cloud, leveraging some of the new investments that we made, you go to the site, and I'll show you that here in a second. You click on cloud migration. There is a one pager that you read that includes this Visio diagram. And then for each of those cells, specifically on the cell, it says, calls out the set of files and documents and tools that you can download from our site to conduct that envisioning workshop, the health check, network assessment, script to enable your users, and that ongoing operation that I mentioned. That's, in a nutshell, how to leverage soft for that. So as part of this cloud migration release yesterday, we made an additional set of 60-plus artifacts available that now that is available to you for download from the site. And that's really what to the way to think about this. How do you think about the plan phase across envisioning overall readiness and assessment, the design for hybrid configuration, and then all the way through the deliver phase, driving adoption and usage for your hybrid users, and then the ongoing operation of a hybrid environment. So this is just another view for what I showed you earlier. So let me spend some time now and make a couple of these more real and before I talk about some of the other announcements we made yesterday with respect to SOF. All right, so if you haven't visited the site, skypeoperationsframework.com, and as I mentioned, you do have this quick start here if in case you don't remember anything else from what Trina and I presented to you. Visit the site, click on Quick Start. And here's why. When you actually click on Quick Start, it will ask you what your starting point is. And based on your starting point, we take you to the appropriate place within SOF where those set of activities are outlined and those set of artifacts, files, and tools that you want to download to take advantage of that. And so let's assume for a second that I am in an existing environment. And so what it does is that basically simply, it's very quick and simple. We're going to build on this where we actually provide you with a lot more information. But what we were suggesting is you want to learn more about our cloud migration, and if you want to get to the downloads or the training or anything about that, well, actually, you can click any of these and actually go there. But before, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to simply go to the Quick Start. And within the Quick Start, or the Get Started page, you'll see Plan, Deliver, and Operate that I talked about. And within each one, there is a set of activities. The specific point that I wanted to make here is network readiness assessment. That, what was the slide? And instead of using the slide, I want to show you the site and how you can leverage that. Before you deploy Skype for Business or roll out cloud PBX PSTN conferencing to a new site, you want to make sure that you run a network assessment in that site prior to enabling users, prior to migrating over. That is a requirement from a Skype for Business perspective, and you want to, you know, you want to consider that. And this is something that we've been saying for quite some time. What is different here now is that with Soft, the initial release, we made a set of tools available to you and the right guidance to go ahead and conduct that. And we've updated that yesterday, so let me walk you through this. So as part of the network assessment, you'll see the activity details and the steps that are involved there. At a high level, you see the 1 to 5 steps. There is a workshop to kick off the activity for a given site. Again, if you are perhaps coordinating a large multi-site rollout of Skype for Business Online, what you can do is leverage these set of assets to work with the site folks for a particular area, region where you're rolling this out, and walk them through what network assessment means in the context of Skype for Business, what sort of data and metrics you're going to be capturing that you require for success, and just introduce the concept to them. You don't need to create any of those slides. You can simply leverage what's here to walk anyone within your organization through this activity. And one of the things of part of step one and related to step two is this questionnaire that you can actually send out. If you're working with your networking folks, you can send that out to them. If you're working with the local site folks, you can send that information to that questionnaire to them and have them complete this. The next piece, obviously, you're going to wait for the data to come back, and you're going to then run a set of on-site activities to conduct that network assessment. And as part of this, one of the new investments we've made is this tool that you will read a lot about as once you download the information and the material related to network assessment. But Microsoft Network Assessment Tool is what we made also available, in addition to this updated guidance, a tool that you can actually run in your environment and be able to capture this key set of metrics that we look for to ensure that quality experience for your users. And this tool itself, if you scroll down and download these artifacts, you'll be actually walk you through, essentially consider it a user guide that walks you through how to run the tool. And that tool is available. There is a link to it there. Just a quick link here. It's the Skype for Business Network Assessment Tool, as I mentioned, that we made available yesterday. This is available to you for free, and part of what we call the Skype for Business, the Skype Operations Framework Network Assessment Essentials. So this is not a replacement for our partners provide today. I'm sure you've heard of a number of partners we have in this space that provide network assessment tools. Those are what we call advanced, and some of them have also tools that are available as part of the essentials. But this is a free tool that you can actually leverage to be able to run those set of tests in your environment and check for network performance prior to rollout of Skype for Business. And those two files that I just mentioned to you on the site walk you through how to actually leverage this. Okay? So that is one of a couple things, you know, key updates that we made to the soft release yesterday that I wanted to highlight. Certainly applicable to anyone migrating to the cloud or leveraging the cloud for the first time. That's one of those set of activities I mentioned. Let me highlight another one. Obviously, I won't have time to go through the 60-plus files and material and scripts that we shipped yesterday. But let me highlight another one for you that you can also leverage if you're new to Skype for Business Online or perhaps considering a migration to the cloud. This is a playbook in terms of the key activities that you need to consider prior to rollout of Cloud PBX PSC and conferencing to a new site. That's the T-minus 10 weeks across project management, site discovery, user enablement, devices and feedback. I only took a screenshot of part of this workbook, if you will. T-minus 10 weeks all the way to the launch week, as well as the set of activities that happen post go live date. And we built it, we were very much interested in feedback, and I'll tell you more about how to share feedback with us in addition to obviously telling us today. The way that we built this is that it's actually made up of multiple files. So if you're the central orchestrator, there is a set of worksheets that you can ship and email to the individual sites in order to capture some additional information about that from that site. Users, the feature set that they're looking for, the current environment, the PBX, the voice capabilities that they're leveraging, and so on and so forth. You capture all of that, and you can actually insert that into the central playbook that we've designed in order to be able to then manage the set of activities that you need to go through leading up to the launch, what happens on day zero, day one, day two, and then onward from there across those key categories that I just mentioned. And every single one of these is a hyperlink to additional assets that we've made available that you can leverage within Soft, or if you already exist from Microsoft, then we link back to TechNet or wherever else that material is available to you. So please consider leveraging this playbook as you roll out Cloud PBX PSE and conferencing to additional sites. So those are just two of the investments that we made and we made available to you yesterday. We'll spend more time talking about some of the others in the deeper dive session we have that right after this, is if anyone is interested. So let me just now transition to a different set of material and assets that's available. Skype Academy is available on skypeoperationsframework.com, same site that I just showed you, /academy, skypeoperationsframework.com/academy. And on that side, we have three categories of training available to you. We have training that we conducted in July and August based on what we shipped in summer timeframe. What I mean by training is a set of 17 webinars that walk you through those key activities that I just mentioned. How do you conduct an envisioning workshop in preparation for Cloud PBX, PSTN conferencing? How you conduct network assessment for a given site, and so on and so forth. That's all available on the site. That's what we call the Get Deployed training. If you expand this, there are 17 trainings you can watch now. We've had over 1,000 folks who've gone through this training already. Next, you have 11 new sessions that are starting next Monday. We just shipped and announced at Ignite here this week. As soon as you get back to your office, consider going, or in fact this week, go to the site and register for the upcoming live sessions that we are running based on the cloud migration release that we made available this week. 11 new sessions running daily starting next Monday, October 3rd. That's this category here. The last category I want to touch on is the fact that we also provide product training. This is not end-user training. This is training for you all to learn more about Skype for Business and ongoing investments we make on the product. So related to Soft, obviously, but you need to know the product in order to be able to use the methodology. And so one of the examples that you see on the site is a set of training, that I just took a screenshot of the first one, a deeper dive into what Cloud Connector is. For those that are not familiar with the Cloud Connector, it's one of the three ways you can deploy and leverage Cloud PBX. We have a number of sessions this week if you want to get into that. I wasn't planning on getting to the product side of this much, but at a high level, you have PSTN calling when you rely on us to provide you the dial tone and the numbers and so on and so forth. You can if you have an existing deployment of Skype for Business or Link, you can leverage what we call hybrid voice, the idea of connecting your on-prem environment to the cloud and leveraging your existing mediation servers and gateways, SPCs, et cetera. And if you're not deployed on-prem today, you can leverage our Cloud Connector, which is a set of VMs, or think of it as an appliance, not quite a black box, a set of VMs that you can deploy in your sites and connect to the cloud for those additional sites. So we iterate on our product. It's a cloud service. We iterate on it daily, weekly. And so as we make enhancements to the product, you will see product training that we make available through the Academy site. And our Soft artifacts are then updated to reflect that. And so Cloud Connector was originally released back in April, May timeframe. For those that follow Skype for Business fairly closely, you know that we shipped an updated version of Cloud Connector 1.4 in August timeframe with a new set of features that were made available, including a new capability called auto-update. And so this training here walks you through what's new with Cloud Connector 1.4. And so you can actually keep up with the product, not just the framework, if you follow SOF and the Academy site. And so let me now tell you more about the assessment. So you can go through the SOF material. You can, the set of assets I mentioned initially, and or we'll go through our training that I just talked about on the previous slide. And once you feel comfortable with the product and the methodology we follow for a successful deployment, you can test yourself as part of our new update we made to the site called SOF Assessment. If you go to the site, top right corner of the screen, you'll see the word assessment. You can click on it, and we actually have an assessment on Skype for Business now that follows the SOF methodology. So we ask you a bunch of questions about the best practices of how you consider, plan, deliver, operate around Skype for Business. And we also ask you a set of questions about the product itself that are pretty much all referenced within the SOF assets. This is a required component for our partners going forward. It is actually the same assessment is available in Microsoft Partner Network and the MPN network, as well as the Partner University. But we are making this available here for the same reason that we make all our other assets available through the SOF site, not just the Microsoft Partner Network. And the reason for that is we want to make sure that it's available to our customers as well. That if you want to leverage this and you want to test yourself before you and as part of your rollout, you can leverage this, and then I'll tell you more about how you engage with us, ask questions, and provide feedback here in a second. Let me tell you more about our partners. So everything I just shared with you is, if you're a customer, you could do it yourself. If you're a partner, I'm sure you're considering the training that I talked about and how you can leverage some of these assets to plan for a healthy deployment and rollout. But we also have a set of managed service providers and partners who leverage SOF and build a set of offers that you can leverage as a service. What do I mean by that? Well, there is a reason you're considering Office 365, and there is a reason you're considering Skype for Business Online. What you want Microsoft to do is take care of a subset of what it takes to be successful with Skype, which is we do the hosting on our side, but that doesn't mean that work is done, as given the analogy that Srini mentioned. You still need to take care of the water pipes running through your house. And so SOF is all about those best practices to help you manage that part of it from the demarcation point, if you will. But you can also leverage a set of partners who've built a set of offers using SOF that you can use as a turnkey solution. And so if you want someone to look to Microsoft to provide you with the service and look to a partner to manage it for you, you can actually work with our partners to do that. Or if you want to work with them just with a part of this, a subset of this, maybe it's not plan, deliver, operate. Maybe you're following SOF and you're doing plan and deliver. Maybe you need someone to help you with the ongoing run state and the operational monitoring and so on and so forth. You can consider working with one of the MSP partners as part of that. And so we have 8 partners today who have built offers around SOF. In addition, we have hundreds of organizations that have gone through the SOF training. So they may not yet have a SOF-aligned offer that you can just go purchase from them, but they have gone through the training so they can work with you and provide and come up with a customized offer, if you will, and a project based on SOF to make you successful. So let me show you a little bit more about how you can find more information about our partners. So if I go back to the site, right on the site you can see the partner tab, and you can read more information about each of the partners that I just mentioned, the 8. If you scroll all the way down, you'll see our SOF train partners. I'm not gonna spend too much time here, but these are all SOF train partners. But at the top, if you follow these links here, you'll actually read more information about each of these partners and what they have available. So let me just follow a couple of these to show you more. So this just happens to be from Modality. And if you actually visit their site, you'll see a set of different offers that they are making available that follow the soft best practices and methodology. In fact, let me work backwards and show you some of the bottom off, you know, the offers here at the bottom first. So they have Cloud Accelerator and the Cloud Explorer. Essentially, the way these map to soft is that one is very much project-based. And so if you want to engage with a partner that does plan and deliver for you, for perhaps the central sites and then each of the branch sites you may have, but it's very much a one-time exercise, you can leverage that one of these offers. If you need to work with Modality, in this case, for an ongoing managed services and the ongoing operation, you can consider the other one. In addition, if you're just simply getting started and you want to maybe just do a network assessment on a number of different sites, you can see that as a separate offer that's available to you. So we make all this available to you if you want to do it yourself, and there are also partners that have built an offer around it. And so if I follow one of these, just to read, like I'll just click on, these are data sheets for each one, but just if you consider this one is a set of activities that's available to you as part of the offer. So there is a dedicated PM, a project plan that comes with it. There is the porting the DIDs, the SBC session border control integration, the end user adoption services that go with it, the device management and ongoing operation side of that, the go live, the user support, as well as the ongoing operation side of this. This is part of the what they call Cloud Accelerator offer that maps to those soft phases and stages. Let me pick another one. For instance, so if I look at Tata Communications, they also have an offer right over here. If I open their quick data sheet, you'll see basically at a high level, right, this soft-based offer that they have available with a project team that they make available to you for the plan and the set of activities that are involved as part of the planning phase, then the deliver and the provisioning the users, the phones, DID ports, and then the network assessment as part of the plan, and then ongoing network monitoring, device monitoring, key health indicators, and reporting as part of the operate phase. Just to give you an example of a few, you can follow those links and learn more about each of those. And reach out to them if you have any questions or if you'd like to engage with them as well. All right, so let me go back to my slides. This next piece, we also announced yesterday launch of Skype for Business Community. If you're not familiar with this, take a look at the URL at the very top, aka.ms/Skype for Business Community, or this particular one is the Soft Community, which is a subset of the larger Skype for Business Community. If following this link takes you to the portion on the community site that's designed for you to engage with our team and with the rest of the Skype for Business Engineering, as well as your peers in the customer partner community, and have conversations around soft, our artifacts, give us feedback, and so on and so forth. There is also another way you can provide feedback, which is simply to go to skypeoperationsframework.com/feedback. And you can also, if you don't necessarily want to engage in a conversation, but you want to leave feedback for us, that is the, this is all linked on the site, by the way. You don't have to remember the specific direct URLs. You can actually provide us feedback, anything we're missing, any additional new assets or tools that you'd like us to work on and make available to you for feedback or for your deployment and for your success. All right, so my final slide, we did want to make sure that we reserve enough time for Q&A. So let me get through this quick slide and then we'll pause and have a conversation. One key piece that I want to land with this slide is the fact that SOF is a living, breathing framework. And so if you go there, download our assets as of today, that's not the end of it. And so the next time you hear one of us talk about SOF is not sort of that refresher for you to go back. You do want to make sure that you follow SOF quite closely, because as our service evolves, we make new updates available to our material and assets that are up on the website. So you do want to follow this as a living, breathing framework that we like to call it. As I mentioned, just to quickly recap, we have the guidance and the practical tools and best practices that you need to be successful with Skype for Business online, regardless of your starting point, whether you're greenfield, existing online customer, or you're migrating from on-prem to online. So do leverage SOF today. The next piece I want to just make sure that I share with you is additional updates that we're considering for future releases to SOF. This includes additional feedback from our customers on what else they'd like to see. We're making additional investments in how you think about that ongoing run state operational phase. And we're working on a set of assets specifically to align with new investments that you heard yesterday that haven't shipped yet, but advanced analytics, et cetera, of how you can actually leverage those tools for ongoing run state of your product. We also have situations where perhaps potentially you may run into a bit of an incident with Skype for Business, or you get into a situation where you need to, your users perhaps in a particular site may be experiencing call quality issues that may be reporting to you. Today, you can leverage what we have in the operate phase to consider the set of steps that are required to get back into a green phase, a state. But we are specifically also considering a more of a get healthy set of assets and best practices that we will make available to you. You also heard about the new generation of Skype room systems, also known as Project Rigel, yesterday, if you were the keynote. And so we're also updating Skype Operations Framework to help you with all-up endpoint management as you think about how you plan, prepare, deliver, and operate endpoints in general, and specifically the new Skype room systems that you heard about yesterday, and so on and so forth. So these are just some examples of how SOF is a living, breathing framework. And you do want to stay in touch and leverage the material that's there on an ongoing basis for your success. And so with that, so again, the site, skypeoperationsframework.com, and the training starts next week, next Monday. So you want to consider going up there and signing up. Let me pause here. And we have the rest of the team, or at least a subset of the team, that's also in the room. Any questions? And then the mics are available if you have any questions about Skype for Business or the framework itself, please.
Can you share some
Absolutely. We will, yeah. So the question was specifically, if I go back to the site, what are some of the customer examples that have followed the framework and have had success with this? And so specifically on our side, these are just some examples that we just recently released over the last couple of months of some of the customers that have been following SOF with us as we were developing it, and this is prior to release. There's, as I said, hundreds of customers, thousands of people that have visited the site. We've had tens of thousands of downloads of our material. These are some of the customers that we know of that they also reached out to us. We have a couple of videos here from Cushman and Wakefield, who you may have seen the video yesterday during the keynote. For some of you who saw the customer panel that Rob French participated in, that's a video from there. And then also Tim from Kelly Services joined Gordeeb yesterday on the stage. There is a video of their experience following SOF. In addition to the videos, on the top, you'll see a set of written case studies and evidence from multiple customers, Guardian Industries, Kennametal, and others who followed SOF for the success that they've had with Skype for Business Online. If you scroll to the very bottom of the landing page, you'll also read more about our partners, as well as some number of various media outlets that have covered SOF over the last couple months. That's a very common question that we get asked. The question was, could SOF be leveraged for on-premises deployments of Link or Skype for Business? And the short answer is yes. There is a number of activities, as you think about specially plan and operate, that are common between on-premises and the cloud. If you think about network assessment and readiness, if you're rolling out on-premises to a new site that you can leverage, if you think about all our assets that we have around the envisioning workshop, you can leverage that for any Skype rollout that you have. And we also talk about, as part of the plan phase, a lot of the material, the content we have around the assessment and preparation, especially for the new release of cloud migration, because our intent with that was to ensure you have the right environment, a healthy green environment to start with before you consider a hybrid deployment. And so as you read through our preparation guide for hybrid deployment, a lot of that is how to be successful with Skype for Business on-premises. And so leverage that as well. Sure.
Yeah, I can add to that. So things like network assessment, for example, right? How you do your environment and network assessment and endpoints, exactly the same. Nothing changes there. You have to be able to make sure that your networks, whether it is a bandwidth allocation or QoS markings or changes that you make end-to-end, it's going to be have the same quality that you would expect on online as well. And devices, when you get to devices and endpoints, those are the things that are going to be very material in terms of your quality. So some of those same concepts do apply. There are aspects of migrations that may not apply to on-prem, but you can skip those.
We are migrating online, but we have a
Absolutely. So a couple things. So for instance, determining the overall readiness, okay? There is a health assessment that you need to go through, and then the persona analysis of what I mentioned, the various users and their categories. So if you actually scroll down to the bottom of here, the readiness assessment pretty much is applicable to an on-premise environment or a hybrid environment, because a lot of what we do is how you actually get ready for the hybrid and before you actually take that next step. And so you can actually leverage that quite a bit right here as part of the preparation phase. Yeah, absolutely. Any other questions? Please. Yes, yep.
Is that all the on-prem to cloud migration, right?
That's correct.
Is that any video for
it? Is there
any training video for it?
So, absolutely. So the question was, I'm just trying to follow here. So the question was about the what we call Skype Academy and the training that's available on the site. And if there is any training available yet and video training for the new cloud migration release that we announced yesterday. The short answer is absolutely yes. There is no, the actual pre-recorded videos, no, they're not available because we haven't run the training yet. The training starts next Monday. And so for cloud migration, if you just expand this top section, you see the cloud migration release overview is scheduled for October 3rd. There is a health assessment, very applicable to on-premises customers as well, that we run on October 5th. No, so you see you have to register for these sites. They're not yet available for offline viewing, if you will, because we haven't run the training yet, but we will. And then at that point, if you can't make that particular time, you can always go back and watch the recording. This is the network assessment using the new tool as well that I mentioned, migrating your client and you're considering client migration as part of your hybrid deployment, the site rollout playbook that I talked about. So you see the dates and you can register. And then the 17 training, for those, we do have available recordings that are available. So if you expand the second category, you'll see these have a slightly different button in front of them. That's just because we've already run, you know, we've already recorded those sessions and they're available for offline viewing if you haven't had a chance to watch the original set. But there will be a new set starting Monday. Please. On demand, I should say. On demand, available to you on demand. If the original set are available to you on demand. And then the new set that starts next Monday. Any other questions? Anything we're missing? Anything else you'd like us to focus on to make sure that you're successful with Skype for Business? What else do you need from engineering? Please. So the question is about the intra program that we have and whether that's part of SOF or that's a separate piece on the partner side. The short answer is it is on the partner engineering side of the house. And specifically, Introp has to do with solution providers and our partners that we have that make products available to Introp with Skype for Business. This could be devices, SIP trunks, gateways, you name it. And so we do have a program where we do joint testing and certification. And so today, we do make references to those solutions, but they're not covered necessarily. The actual program is not covered as part of SOF. One of the new investments that we're considering for the second half of our fiscal year, so the first half of the calendar year 2017, is how we extend SOF so that those solution providers can actually extend our guidance with best practices that they would like to make available. We've had a number of our partners that have reached out and said, hey, how about if we could provide best practices available to the end customers or joint customers through the SOF website. So we know how to think about a SIP trunk that's being provided by a particular provider, or maybe new devices that are being shipped, audio conferencing devices or video endpoints or whatever the case may be. And so we are considering that for the first half of 2017 on how we provide the right interfaces within the SOF framework as well as the site so our partners can plug right in and provide their material available to customers as well. Please.
Yeah, I can speak to that. So a couple of things, right? So today, if you're talking about online, we already have a set of PowerShell-based commandlets that we have released that will give you a limited set. It's not exactly where it should be, but it'll give you a limited set of data that you can extract out today. It's not going to be real-time, but you will have to run that every time that you want data that you can pipe back into your system. So you could do that. But as a part of the roadmap, we also have that in terms of getting to a real-time data API coming in from the cloud as well. The one thing that you may have seen is the advanced analytics that we announced yesterday that you may have seen a demo of, which is going to be part of Skype for Business Online. So the APIs will come from that, and that is part of the roadmap. We don't have any announcement dates for now, but it is absolutely part of the roadmap, the second part of the roadmap. But for the first one, at least you can get around it by using the PowerShell commandlet that we expose.
But the limitation with PowerShell is that you don't expose everything.
Yeah. You have usage, you have call quality, you have CDR information. You can do all of that today for the whole tenant. For your tenant, you could do that.
I'm not really talking about tenant level. I'm talking about the service level, which is Skype for Business Online. And within that service, there are certain capabilities, like we extract instant messages and group chats and whatnot. But we can't really extract, or Actians cannot extract whiteboard sessions and attachments and those kind of things.
Yeah, there are limitations. It's not exactly, that's why I said it's a limited release. Part of the roadmap is to be able to fully expose it as a part of the data API.
When you say fully expose, you're talking about all capabilities within Skype service being available for...
When you say all capabilities, I'm talking about all modalities, but in the form of data that you will get from usage, quality, conferencing, CDR, QoE information, or down to the troubleshooting and diagnostics level too.
And there was another question here, please. Sorry, I missed the first part of that. It's just hard to hear.
You use the microphone if you don't mind, or you can.
Trusted application, sorry. Yeah. And are these trusted applications, are these homegrown custom apps you're referring to, or are you talking about Microsoft? Third-party partner solutions as And that's for online or on-premises? Yeah. So soft doesn't cover the third-party applications that have been built specifically for on-premises, partly because Skype Operations Framework is very much focused on Skype for Business Online. As I said, there are elements of this very applicable to on-premises as well. But the focus is how we enable our customers to move to the cloud. And so specifically, it doesn't cover that. But if there is anything specifically that you have in mind that you need for those custom trusted applications on-prem, let's have an offline conversation. We're happy to help you with that. Any other questions? Anything else you'd like us to work on and make available to you for your success?
The questions could be some of the challenges that you're having today in your current environment or what you're seeing as limitations too. We're happy to take the feedback.
Yep.
In online or
this is on-prem? Yes.
On-prem.
Yes.
I see.
So this is again security and you know the business risk where you're granting them the service account especially, you're granting an enterprise level admin permission just to do the activation of the account. So I don't know how to challenge them or is there the best practices that we can you know challenge them.
So the question is, you're having some partners who you have to provide admin level permissions. For them to be able to do certain activities on your behalf.
User activation, you know, link
account creation, and for on-prem, there is no difference between you as an admin or someone else having an admin role, so to speak, doing things on your behalf. Yeah. So in online, what we are doing is, that's where most of the innovation you will see is going to be in online. That's where the role-based access control, the RBAC control that we would have, is going to be all in the online space. Meaning you will be an admin to your tenant, but you will have a partner-based role that will have access to a certain limited set of data that you don't have to, which is lesser than what you may have. But for the on-prem, you're just basically outsourcing your services to them. They're pretty much your admin.
We have our backup.
But you're talking about the service account that the tool is using.
Correct. The tool that we're using, the tool needs full admin permission.
Yeah, that's.
So let's have a conversation because we do have on-prem RBAC as well. Have you considered that?
We do, but I think they just have to keep asking, saying we need CS admin permission in order to be able to
count. We should talk
about. Yeah, we should. Let's have a conversation.
I understand.
Yeah. Thank you. I think you guys should connect. no, that's what happens here, right? I mean, this is.
But this is where I think Microsoft should have a documentation white paper saying this is what.
Yeah. Let's definitely have. Yeah.
We'll take the feed.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's yeah. So maybe after this session, we'd love to talk to you about, because we do have our back on-prem today, and I want to understand what is it that the tool requires in terms of permission, and we can map that to the RBAC roles that we have. Sure. Yeah, there is a workaround. Any other questions or feedback, please?
So I have some feedback.
Sure, great. And this is for on-premises or online?
Both.
Okay.
So it doesn't block, like, you can move forward, you can fix this during.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop the project.
And what, can you give me one example of certain, like, a detailed feature that you like to disable that way?
So it may be some, if you deploy with a cloud connector.
Yeah.
You test incoming outbound calling.
Yeah.
But maybe forwarding in some cases doesn't work.
I see.
Sure.
Makes sense.
But for something
So a subset of the feature set that's available to the users, and you essentially hide the rest of it from them.
Yeah, it's like you don't hide it, but in the report scheme.
Got it.
In the Excel, yep. That you can have it as a default
or default. Got it. I see.
Less important default, but it's not default.
Got it. Okay.
Because
makes sense.
Just pass and not pass. If you don't have it in the past, then it may stop the entire project.
Great feedback. We'll update it. Thank you. Appreciate the feedback. Yep.
We are running into a situation where when we go online, we don't have that control anymore because it's a SaaS model and you guys control.
Or you can still run both.
Or there are only limited level of controls. You know, if you can only control at the category level is how I would say.
Yep.
You can't really select that, and I want this and that, you know,
yep.
our kind of thing.
You
so
can
you guys planning on, maybe you should have the same, expose the same level of controls that you have on premise to online. That would be an ideal situation.
Yeah, the policies that we have currently, there will be a finer grain control through the admin panel in terms of making it more granular than it is. Today
okay.
it is not, we do recognize that.
Okay.
But it is something that we have internally discussed as well, saying, hey, how do we make it more granular for an admin to be able to control it through admin panel?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Is there any timeline? I know you guys can't commit to it, but
yeah.
any information?
No, nothing to announce.
Okay.
So.
Well, definitely a priority item for us.
That would actually speed up our deployment a lot faster than it is today. Just so you know.
Great.
You know you can use
PowerShell today, right? Even
yeah,
online?
We do use PowerShell,
okay.
but even with that we have limited.
They're predefined categories. You're saying you want a more custom.
If you can, I'd like to get your specific things that you're trying to apply.
Sure.
I think we should connect. You can send me a note.
Okay.
I want to take a look at that and have folks understand what exactly are you trying to do and whether it's part of the roadmap or not.
I can send you some screenshots. We did some extensive research to see what we can do, but that was like last year. We have 28,000 people just waiting to get that rolled out, but we can't because we don't have that level of control.
Got it.
Okay. Great. I saw another hand. No? Question? Feedback?
Okay,
great. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.